السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning and from the beautiful Ijtima site. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful scene. Allah accept all our efforts. Allah accept your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Allah Ta'ala accept all your du'as and supplications. Ameen, ameen, ameen. And jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. Matinzi. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Muharram, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 38, 39, and 40. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla informs those people who reject the message and the messenger, the Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the message, the noble Quran, and the wonderful teachings and preachings of the Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When people reject this, then there will be severe consequences. So what are these consequences? Chapter 37, Surah Safat, verse number 38 to 40. Innakum lazaikul adhabil alim. Already innakum is telling you, definitely, surely, it comes to emphasis. Verily you, the people who are rejecting the message and the messenger, لَذَائِكُلْ عَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ. If you're looking in the Quran, you will see the lam there. That comes for further emphasis and shows you will definitely be tasting the painful punishment, the horrible punishment, the terrible punishment. Now imagine, yeah, in this world, if boiling water just touches us, or fire just touches us, we'll be screaming, screaming for days and hours and so forth. What will happen when a person day and night and all the time that person is burning? And kullama nadijat juluduhum baddalnahum juludan ghayraha liyadhuqul adhab. And every time that layer of skin burns, automatically it is replaced by another layer, and so that the punishment is continuous. So eternal doom and gloom for such people. Therefore now Fajr time, after Fajr, we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The hadith in Abu Dawood that, O Muslim, O Muslimah, read our Fajr on time. And then, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save us from the fire. Read it 7 times. After Fajr, after Maghrib. And the hadith is authentic. And it is mentioned there in Abu Dawood. The ayat I quoted where the punishment will continue and it will be always one layer after another, like how they do skin grafting. So this is chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa, and verse number 56. So Almighty Allah states, Innakum lazaikul adhabil alim. Indeed, definitely you, the people rejecting the message, the messenger, the articles of faith, then you will be tasting definitely, surely, positively, the very, very painful punishment. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will not be punished except according to your deeds and according to your actions. We need to draw, we need to, you know, juxtapose these two. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, when it comes to the people of Iman, people like us, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah has blessed us with Islam and Iman, with faith and conviction. So for us, Almighty Allah states in the Noble Quran, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, ay Iman walo, O you who believe, O you attain faith, 89 different places. And wherever Allah mentioned it, is Allah sabil al-ikram wa takrim, to elevate our rank, our status, and so forth and so on. And for people who are non-Muslims, they are sane, they are mature, they belong to any faith, any cult, any religion, Almighty Allah mentions only one place. And this is the comparison, and this is how we juxtapose it. Chapter 66, verse number 7, only one place, and that also to humiliate and disgrace them, and Allah will address them on the day of justice. Chapter 66, verse number 7, Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, la ta'tadhiru al-yawm. It is the day of justice, it is the day of judgment. Almighty Allah will address all those who are non-Muslims and they are sane and mature. O you non-Muslims, O you disbelievers, O you unbelievers, La ta'tadhiru al-yawm, today the day of justice, do not cite and give any excuses. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. You see the same verse here. That you will be punished according to your deeds and your actions. We say in English, the punishment must suit the crime. So this is the crime. They committed kufr, blasphemy. They committed shirk and polytheism, idol worship. They committed nifaq. They only showed lip service to Islam. But deep down in the inner recesses of their hearts, there was no iman, no conviction. It was devoid of iman. So therefore, Almighty Allah states, وَمَا تُزَّوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will not be punished except your deeds and actions. Allah protect us. Yes, illa ibadallahi al-mukhlasin, except those servants of mine. Ibad, the plural of abd, one slave, and ibad, many slave servants. Except those slaves and servants who are mukhlasin, who are selected by Almighty Allah, and they have the quality of ikhlas and sincerity. They devoted, dedicated, they don't bother and worry about criticism of the people and the public. Their aim in life is to please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to please Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wallahu wa Rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. And they say that Almighty Allah has taught us. Then he said, Allah Jalla Wala and his messenger Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are more deserving an yurdu, that we please Almighty Allah. They please Allah Jalla Wala. They please Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In kanu mu'mineen. And this is if they have true iman. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. This is what the iman and faith is demanding of us. That we must please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And not worry about criticism of people and so forth. How many people are we going to please? Nobody in the world can please everybody. So rather please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then eventually the makhluk, the creation, majority of them will turn towards us. When I was a young boy, and I used to come back from school, come back from madrasa, day in the location, you know, our shop in front, and our house at the back, and now we come back, and now musti, just to play fools. So we had a hawk. Now, many of you will not know what a hawk, H-O-K. Hawk is the Afrikaans word for the fowl man. So we had our own chickens, our own fowls and what have you and so on there. So I would just go and kick it open and all of them would run away. Now, my mother would shout me, my beloved mother, Allah grant our beloved parents, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. See now what you did. I said, don't worry. So I just catch the hand, you know, the mother. And then you put it inside, and then everybody slowly, slowly follows. They don't want to be separated from the mother. Oh, human being, we must always please Allah Jalla Wala, please Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the best of our ability, capability, capacity, and then see how Allah Jalla Wala will bring makhluk and creation to our side. chapters of number 19, Surah Maryam, verse 96. Right in the ending is 98 verses, and there Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ هُدًّا. Verily, those people who have true iman, faith and conviction, they continue with the righteous deeds and actions. They want to please Allah Jalla Wala, please Mustafa, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ هُدًّا. Soon Almighty Allah will place such muhabbat, such love. Allah Jalla Wala reward Abu Mawlana Salim Kareem, his family. They wake up so early to give us all these pearls of wisdom. Our brother Junaid Mota, our brother Zakaria, our brother Mr. Matinzi, and the entire team. Allah Jalla Wala reward everyone, the esteemed listeners, yeah, the istima. How many people I met, local, national, from overseas, and they say, we're listening to Markaz and we're enjoying it, we're listening to Ansar, we're listening to Sirius FM, and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala bless all the directors and give us direction always. To protect and preserve our iman, always read chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 8. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. Oh, our beloved Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you gave us that guidance, the nur, that radiance and effulgence in the inner recesses of our heart. وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us from your side the special mercy to envelope us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابِ. Verily, O Allah, you are the best of givers. Keep on reading this verse, chapter 3, verse number 8. And what is success? Success in Islam is only one. We live with Iman and Islam, and we pass away with that Iman and Islam. My sister Farhana Khan passed away yesterday. She had very good contact with my wife, Appa. So we heard that yesterday. Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And we as Muslims should always be reading chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with a devout and pious people, oh, beloved Allah. Chapter 12, verse 101. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us go to the news, views and interviews. And that is now the 5th of Muharram, 1446, Gaza genocide 309. Today is day number 309. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The haramis, the mass murderers, the mass apartheid wishes, you know, apartheid regime and Hitler's children, they martyred and murdered over 100 people there in Gaza just in the past 24 hours. Massacre upon massacre upon massacre. And this is what they do. They are a cursed nation. And you still want to tell me that you can be friends with the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists? You want to still tell me that we can't boycott them and so forth? We need to treat them a lesson. And they are. They must be isolated. Like what we did with the South African apartheid regime, remember that. And we have to strangle them economically, politically, socially. And we must show these Jutlas, Haramis, and all these pro-Israeli supporters and Zionist supporters a lesson. May Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, grant our martyrs, our babies, our children, our men, our women, Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada'ahum, Allahumma aafi jarhahum, Allahumma shfi mardahum. Ya Allah, accept their shuhada and martyrs. Ya Allah, those who are injured, you give them shifa kamil. And those who are well, let them participate in this jihad to dismantle this apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime and rogue regime. I give you an example that will resonate with you. You know, sometimes you want to visit a person and that person has a security dog. But that dog is a vicious dog. It's a bulldog, an Alsatian, and so forth. It just wants to bite people and so forth. So who will you really blame? Will you blame the Alsatian, the bulldog, or will you blame the owner? Every reasonable person will say you will blame the owner. So here you have a dog. That's what they are. The apartheid regime dogs. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, you appoint your dogs against them. And a better word will be what the Quran Sharif says. Chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Maida, verse number 16. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah Ta'ala made these chutlas. When they mock the laws of Almighty Allah into pigs and swines and into monkeys. That is what the Quran says, and that's what they are. They are pigs and swines and they are monkeys, remember that. And if you don't believe in that, you're no more a Muslim. So we need to be very clear on these issues. We don't curry favor with any person, with any organization, with any family, with any politician or government for that matter. We need to speak the truth, whether people like it or not. We need to be clear on that issue as well. Our allegiance is to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to Islam. So we need to be very, very clear on that issue there. Now, if you look at it, who is the handler of Israel? It is America. So the biggest terrorist and criminal and war criminal in state terrorism is Israel. And then the handler worse than them, and that is America. If America just says ceasefire, if America just says embargo and no more arms to Israel, everything will stop. But America wants to finish up the Palestinians and therefore tries to veto the ceasefire and so forth. So the biggest criminal today on earth is the American regime, and they full of their apartheid, and they think they'll get away always with this veto of theirs. Therefore, we support Putin. Putin is a big harami, but he's fixing the Americans up there in Ukraine, and China is fixing them up there in Taiwan. So anybody harms the interests of America and Israel, whether it's Muslim, non-Muslim, Kufar, Shia, or atheist, or whoever, we will support them on that score for this very reason here. So we need to be very clear on this. Iran's leader Khamenei, he told the president there, Masoud, that no, Israel must pay a price and we must punish them. Still to me, all this is just saber rattling and nothing much will happen. Israel and the Shias are all together on the same side, if you know history. They always stabbed us, the Ahlul Sunnah, in our back. And if you read their book by Allama Nawbakhti called Rijalul Kashi, Shia book, which is very authentic in their circles, there they admit to it the founding fathers of Shiaism was a Jew, and his name was Abdullah bin Sabah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Akbar, say Alhamdulillah, say Allah Akbar. Three jutlas dispatched to Jahannam, and we killed their soldiers, and we killed their people in uniform and so forth, and 9 injured and so forth. But they kill our babies, they kill our children, they kill our civilians. This is the big difference. The haram is more than 200,000 people martyred in Gaza. And remember the American doctors who went there and returned, they said last week, now in the past week, how many other thousand were killed? 92,000 people, that was American doctors. According to our sources, is more than 200,000. So the worst hatred against the Jews is continuing in various parts of the world since World War II. So what do you expect? You go and kill babies, you go and kill children, you go and tell people this is a safe zone, and then you murder them, kill them, terrorize them. You say that no food must go inside. Smotrich, the harami, war criminal, super terrorists say that we must send nothing and starve them to death, and that will be the moral issue to do. And where the hell is America and Europe and United Nations? Guys like this should be hanged in public, remember that. How can they get away with such statements and so forth? But because they are jutlas and Jews and Zionists and haramis and whiteys, so therefore they get away with it. That is the truth. BB calls Netanyahu the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, the West Bank part of the homeland, part of Israel. That's against your own international law. Israel are squatters, the occupiers. They occupied the Golan Heights, they occupied Gaza, they occupied East Jerusalem, they occupied the West Bank, they occupied so much. This whole country called Israel is a fraudulent state, and therefore we say loudly, boldly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue for all times and all places. The jihad must continue, and inshallah, Yahya Sinwar knows better than me what to do. We make dua for him. Yahya Sinwar, hafidahullah wa ra'ah. Allah protect him. Then they dismantled the apartheid regime. Just look at this. Then the Haaretz newspaper writes, and you can read the Jutta papers and see the Times of Israel, the Haaretz and so forth. 10 soldiers raped a Palestinian person, and they're even trying to justify it and say it is legal. Now, which people are this? They're worse than monkeys and swines and pigs. That's what they are. So 62 people died in a plane crash in Sao Paulo. I landed there several times. A crazy place, Sao Paulo, one of the busiest cities in the world. And it was these small planes there, 58 passengers, 4 crew. And there was some malfunction and all dead there. So we don't know if there's any Muslim. Doesn't seem like it, but anyway, it's a tragic incident. After Hasina had to run away from Bangladesh, so now the political analysts say this will be to the advantage of Pakistan and to the advantage of China, because she was a puppet of the Indian government, the Hindu BJP, and Modi. We know Modi is the butcher of Gujarat, and now she is there. Now she's looking for asylum in various countries. This is how Almighty Allah humiliates them. They in Medina Munawwara for the past week, 10 days, they had a book fair, and 170,000 plus people went to visit it. These book fairs are very, very interesting. You get books on every topic, basically, 99% in Arabic, obviously. You will get tafsir, you will get hadith, you will get fiqh, you will get hadith, and you know, all al-ulumul asriya, current affairs, history, and so forth and so on. So in Egypt and many countries, they have that. It's something very good, actually. Iqra, we must read and read and read, from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the fountain to the mountain, and mountain to the fountain. Free speech is an illusion in America. You got it? They tell you freedom. They tell you democracy, human rights. All this, you must remember, empty slogans. And you try free speech there and tell Biden he's a war criminal. Tell them that now Kamala Harris, and tell Trump Donald Duck, and tell them that they are terrorists and war criminals, and see what will happen to you and so forth. So all these type of things. Mali woke up, you understand? And that is when we were in school. So sometimes the teachers will tell us, when they were angry and furious, I'll give you a kick, you will end up in Timbuktu. Timbuktu is in Mali. Mali orders the Swedish ambassador, you pack up and leave within 72 hours. Well done. All these whiteys and Westerners, they want to dictate you must kick them out. Muslims, some of them say, we're fearing now to stay in the UK. Who is stirring the pot there? Who is causing the problem there with the fight right wing and the terrorists there? It's Israel, because Britain said if he, Bibi Netanyahu, and Galan get arrested, there will be no objection from our side. So Israel said, okay, if you say that, we're going to cause problems in your UK. UK was the first terrorist country to give this terrorist regime, you must remember, that right that they can establish a Jewish state in the heart of Palestine. Then came America. So all these are haramis, and this is the illegitimate and haram child. It's a big B. And then they are mulling the UK government for an arms embargo against Israel. So this is what the West has to do to isolate Israel more and more and more. Listen to our president, if you want to call him that, Cyril. He woke up from his slumber and woke up from his pala. So he says, you must remember that 1.5 million women are harassed, intimidated, attacked in 1 year and so forth. So it's a very, very traumatic experience, gender violence and so forth and so on. Mr. Cyril, my question to you is, did you ever look at your laws? Who abolished and demolished the death penalty? Who removed all these things here? You have brought about the unnatural system of polygamy. You'll say is banned, but you'll allow lesbian business. You'll allow gay business, and you'll call that a human right. That stinks as far as every religion goes, whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we need to be very, very clear on this issue. So it's got nothing to do with Islam, but I'm mentioning it in Islam is not even permissible. But because the Western media and the whiteys were burning, you know that lady Khalifa from Algeria, she gave that Italian lady 1-2 shots in 45, 46 seconds. She was crying like a baby. And then they say they want gender testing. So she was born a female and all that was done and so forth. So now she became the first African lady and the first, remember, Arab lady to win gold in this division, like, you understand, boxing. All is not permissible in Islam, but I'm just mentioning it. So to show that the Jutlas and these whiteys and Westerners, how they burn when anything good comes to the Muslims and Islam and so forth. So it's got nothing to do with Islam, I will be clear, and it's not permissible. Yesterday, Maulana was asking me about the Ijtima. I didn't meet you, but anyway, it was very, very amazing. What happened was, yesterday was a very, very interesting day for me. MashaAllah, we were there in Dandi, Bahafi Salim Dokra's place. And thereafter, that, you know, we had the Thursday night program after Isha, then after Fajr program, and then Jummah program. We translated the khutbah, Hafiz Luqman, Hafiz Salim, mashallah, took me there, you know, to the masjid and so forth. He made a lot of khidmat. Allah Ta'ala rewarded for all the services and his brothers and family and all of them rendered. So we translated and then I gave a talk there because it was holiday. So we went about 37, 38 minutes and prepared the podcast. And Brother Safwan helped us out. Brother Safwan Ayyub, Allah Ta'ala reward him. And then we had a nice sumptuous lunch and then Hafiz Luqman and Mufti Dehan, all the beloved sons of Hafiz Salim Dokrat, brought me here to Newcastle. So I told them, first stop, graveyard. So we went to our principal, our father, Maulana Qasim Sema's grave, made dua, and there we met brother Hussein Laki and many other brothers also. So, you know, we were visiting the graveyard Friday, Sunnah. We made dua for all of them. You know, I spent 20 years here, 81 January to 2001. So many people, nostalgia, you think of them, you make dua for them. And then we came here to Haji Muhammad Parak, MP's farm, mashallah, you know, wonderful, all the peacocks waiting. And then they give you a wonderful istiqbal and welcome jamaat, you see. Then we read salat here, mashallah. Hafiz Adil ushered us in here because there's big security here, you know. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala grant our Hafiz Adil also, mashallah, good spouse and everything. Wonderful youngster. He's a Hafiz also, very handsome also. He's here in the next room. I just woke him up just now. He said, Hafiz, wake up. You must read two rakat tahajjud. Just now time is ending. So he woke up, mashallah. I don't know what dua he made, but anyway. So thereafter, mashallah, we went to the Ijtima. So Hafiz Adil takes me in his car. His car don't have number plates also. You know, he's like a special guy here. All of them know him. A sports car on top of it. And behind us is who? Is Mufti Rehan and Hafiz Luqman Dokra, Hafiz Salim son. So yeah, they take us in. So I say, see, I don't want to go to the stage. I want to go to behind the stage. My friend, Umar Farooq of Channel Islam, the national, he was one of the founders. So that we get on very well. He's always behind the stage and he does all the sound in Ijtima. I just want to go make salam to him. So we managed to go there and then I'm leaving now. I met him, spoke everything. It was just 5-10 minutes left for Maghrib now and yesterday. So then I'm leaving. So then Mufti Aku spotted me somewhere. So he said, come to the stage. I said, no, me, I can't come to stage, please. Then I went away. So he came again. He said, Bhai Bashir is calling you. Now Bashir Bhai is the only elder left from the original five. When Hazrat-e Nawwarullah Umar Qadahu came to South Africa, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Sahib and them, they chose five responsible brothers. Haji Bhai Padia is Amir, and then Mawlana Tutla Sahib Rahimahullah, and then our Bari Abdul Hamid Sahib Rahimahullah Kirk Street, and then Chota Dadabai, he also is Rahimahullah. All of them passed away. So only Bhai Bashir is left, is in Cape Town. He's also not well. So then I went on the stage, you know, to meet Bashir Bhai. So I told him, Bashir Bhai, I'm Maghrib Namaz Parkar, I'm going to read Maghrib Salat here with you, and then I'm leaving and going from here. He said, no, you must stay here. So I just made GGG, but then I ran away after Maghrib. So I had the 2-3 minutes after asking our Bashir Bhai, our elder, that, you know, how you feeling, everything, Allah give you siha, afiyah. Bashir Bhai, just tell me, please, man, the sequence of the istimas. Where were the first one, second one, third one? He said in 1966, it was Ladysmith. Maulana, that's your hometown. NKR and get yourself masjid. Our Mawlana Qasim Sema and they made a lot of effort there for that Ijtima, mashallah. And Mawlana was translating and so forth and so on. In 67, it was in Grey Street Masjid. 66, Ladysmith. 67, Jumma Masjid, Grey Street. Jawahari Masjid. You know what is Jawahari? The Javeri family, they built it in Maimon. Our Maimon people, they corrupted some names. So Javeri is actually Jawahari. It was Swan Vechnava. They used to sell gold and jewelry and that. But now they come South Africa, then they make Aku, and Aku is actually Aku. But they came to Mombasa, Maputo, Durban, then all some letters fell off and so forth. So like that it happened. So mashallah, so the second Ijtima, Grey Street Masjid. Then third Ijtima was Dandi. You see that? So all the Pando family, they played a great, great role also. Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin loved the Pando family. So Allah Ta'ala reward everybody here in Newcastle. They played a great, magnificent role. Hani an lakum ya ahl Newcastle. Oh, you're my brothers, you're my sisters, you're my children, you're my students. Wallahi, you did a tremendous job. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Darul Uloom is shining. I told the one brother, first time I see all the things working in Darul Uloom also. All the lights and all the depths and everything. Otherwise, you know Darul Uloom Newcastle. That one tap would work and one light would work. But Ijtima, everything working, tip-top condition. Then I met, mashallah, my nephew, Mawlana Ismail Karim. He's my sister's son. And then our capital group, our Haji Ahmad Tahir and all of them, we met, mashallah. So it's very good. I'll just give you one thing I learned from the Mawlana yesterday. Beautiful Mawlana Akbar Sharif. And Mawlana Qatani, excellent translation. He did a good job, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala grant them all siha, afia. He said, Mawlana, the guest speaker, he said, if we become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala in the true sense, to isko bandagi kehte hai, then we become the true slaves and servants of Allah. And we rebel and we disobedient and just carry on like the non-Muslims and so forth. So isko gandagi kehte hai. You call it filth and you call it scum and you call it trash. What a beautiful way of explaining it. Sometimes you can explain one, you know, pejida masla, a complex issue, but in a very beautiful manner. And he said, ake bandagi, when we become true slaves of Allah Jalla Wala, that he and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we follow his Mubarak pattern and lifestyle. And so many youth and foreigners, 10,000 people yesterday in Jummah, ye in the Ijtima, subhanallah, Mufti Aku told us this, mashallah. And there, and he's the imam, he official imam for all the salat, mashallah. We read Maghrib salat behind him yesterday. And then we find that if you don't do that, then it's gandagi, it is filth, and then you go astray. Allah Ta'ala accept all the ijtimas throughout the world. Mawlana, we have 15, 16 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible when it comes to diamonds, is zakat applicable when a person has diamonds?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding diamonds, if you just got eat diamonds in your house or here and there, then there's no zakat on diamonds. But if you are buying, selling diamonds, you're investing in it and so forth, then zakat will be compulsory and you take the current market value. You got 100,000, for example, just to make it easy, then 2,500, 2,500 zakat will be compulsory. Zakat works on the rate of 2.5%, and you work with the current market value. So if you are selling it, then remember it will be compulsory upon you to pay zakat. If it is just there for personal use, no selling and so forth, then no zakat on the diamonds.
Mufti Saab, on the Jummah Salah, the Imam performed Qunut-e-Nazila. What is the Sharia's ruling regarding Qunut-e-Nazila?
Wherever you are, in America, UK, Asia, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, wherever, we will highly, highly encourage all the imams of the world, mashallah, that all your salat, and especially Fajr salat and second Maghrib salat, that you should read Qunut-e-Nazila. To study Bukhari Sharif, the hadith of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned. In Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Qunut for 1 month and summa tarakahu and then left it. But it doesn't mean we can't read for more than a month. It's totally permissible. And therefore, the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, and them say you can read kunut in all five salats, even in the sirri, the silence of salat, zuhr, and asr. Hanafis say in all salawatul jahriya, those namazes that are the loud salat, so remember they you can read, and that is kunut and nazila. So totally permissible what your imam did. Again, nostalgia. While speaking, I just remembered when our beloved son, Muhammad Durra, was murdered by the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. And then it was my turn, in the Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid in Newcastle. And I delivered the lecture and then the khutbah and then the salat. And I announced that we will read Kunut and Nazila. And I remember I was crying, the people were crying to the memorable Jummah, mashallah. And then with Channel Islam International 2001, Muhammad Durra's father came, and then there in that school, Hartley School, we had a program there, and Muhammad Durra's father was the guest speaker, and I had to translate. What a memorable occasion that was, remember that. In Channel Islam 2001, and that Allah grant all the marhumin, wherever they are, passed away with Iman, Islam, Jannat al-Firdaus, grant all the bereaved families, our MP, Muhammad Farooq, our auntie, all of them lost their grandson, and by Abdul Samad Dokra's grandson also. So Allah Ta'ala grant all of them sabr jameel, and grant their families, and grant the marhumin, you know, Jannat al-Firdaus, and the family sabr jameel.
Mufti Sahib, you taught at Darul Uloom Newcastle. Who were the first teachers at this Mubarak and honorable Darul Uloom?
It was surprising yesterday that I was sitting there with Brother Ahmad Tahir, his beloved son Dawood, is becoming Hafiz, mashallah, and then my nephew. And then Mufti Akul came and said, my father is calling you, and my Nana is calling you, Noor Aku, and all of them. So I said, but for what? We came for Istima. He said, no, you must come eat now. So I spent about 2 hours at Istima. So we were a little bit hungry. You know, we feel hungry also. So I told Ahmad Tahir and Ismail, my nephew, Mon, I said, come on, let's go now. So we went there. And they started asking me, there are many ulama there, mashallah. You know, Mawlana Suleiman Bamji was there, of Marisburg, Mawlana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, there, Mawlana Topalay, and any others were there. So they asked me, just tell us briefly. So I gave them the brief history. I'll do that now quickly. Our Mawlana Qasim Sehman, he came, he went to Dabel in 1935. 42, he came back and they torpedoed the ship, you know. The ship's name was SS Tilawa. But Mawlana was making tilawats. You know what he was reading? Lila fi Quraishin. Over 1,000 passengers, only 125, 130 survived. That is what Mawlana told me personally. And nevertheless, and then he was taught here in Washbank for 23 years. Then he came back here to his hometown, you know, where he was born, Newcastle. Long history, in 1973, Darul Uloom opens its doors. Mawlana is alone. Appa is alone. There's hardly any water, hardly electricity. Big, big Kurmani Mawlana made. Therefore, you know, yesterday, while making dua by Mawlana's grace, 1-2 tears also came out. Because Mawlana made a lot of sacrifice. Very few people know. And what the legacy he left behind. So, till 76, no teacher. He went there to Durban, Mawlana Umar Jisa, Mawlana Yunus Patel, all Rahimahullah said, we will support you, but we can't help it. We're all busy. And then he came to Transvaal, and there they criticized him. In fact, the Jamiat Transvaal and so forth. And then he went to Cape Town. Nobody wanted to help him. So he went back to Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, in around 76 it was. And he said, Hazrat, I need teacher. So Mawlana Mansurul Haq, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri said, I give you my best teacher. So Mawlana Mansurul Haq came here alone in 76. Mawlana Mansurul Haq is in Rustenburg. He's very, very ill. Sahib-e Firash now make special dua for him. Then in 79, Mawlana Yunus Patel and Mawlana Yunus Osman came. We studied together and he came in 79. And after a few months, then Mawlana Mumtazul Haq came. So, mashallah, he also came alone, Mawlana Mumtazul Haq, who became Shaheed and was martyred there in Roshni. And then in 81, January, I came and so forth. And then they all left then. So, Mawlana Yunus Osman, he left in end of 1990. And then 92, both brothers left, then they resigned and so forth. Wa Mumtazul Haq, Wa Mansurul Haq and so forth. So then we carried on with Allah's help and so forth. So this were our first teachers. The great, great milestone in the history of Darul Uloom Newcastle was 1983, on South African soil, first time, remember, ulama will be graduating in South Africa, and we had 7 ulama. So who were the teachers? Mawlana Qasim Sema, Rahimullah, Bukhari Sharif, and Tirmidhi Sharif, Wazim, Mawlana Mansur ul-Haq, and Abu Dawood, and Ibn Majah, was Mumtaz ul-Haq, Muslim Sharif, was Mawlana Yunus Osman. And then, you know, the Sunan Nasai, Mutta Malik, Mutta Muhammad, was myself, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So all these teachers now, they are some passed away, like Mawsima, Mumtaz ul-Haq, Rahimahullah. And Allah Ta'ala make easy. Now these 7 graduates from there, 4 already passed away. Our Mawlana Ismail Salehji passes away in Sajda, in Ispingo Beach. Then Mawlana Ismail Ali, his leg got amputated. He passed away in the hospital there. And he was saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Allahu Akbar. And that's how he passed away. Then our Mawlana Azim Hunter, also very ill, he passed away. Mawlana Yunus Roda passed away. So from the initial 7 who graduated, only 3 are alive now. So when we go Cape Town, then we meet them, you know. So Allah Ta'ala, take Darum. And I must say this. I didn't meet him, but I must say this. And I told Hafiz Aslam, Mawlana Ismail Aku's brother, I said that, you know, if your father and them were here, how proud, happy they should be. And Ismail Aku, I just called him by their name, but his Mawlana Ismail Aku is the principal now. I said, ke Darulum ko chamka diya, you know. If you look at the houses, you look at Darulum now and so forth. So it was a great choice Mawlana Qasim Sema made. We took Mawlana Aku in his youth, you know. Mawlana passed away in 2007. And then what tarati? So Allah Ta'ala, we make dua for all the Darulum, but especially Darulum Newcastle. We have special affinity. I mean, we were here for 20 years in Newcastle. You know? So Allah Ta'ala protect the Tabligh Jamaat wherever they are working in all parts of the world. Allah Ta'ala protect our khankas, our madrasas, our Darul Uloom, our masajid, and especially the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa.
Mufti Sahab, I'm an alim and I'm looking for a job, inshallah. Mufti Sahab, can you kindly announce that for us?
Yes, remember yesterday, you know, my brother Mawlana Zahid Khan. So I announced it in your program, Mawlana, where we discussed, I said, between 10 and 10:30 that we have a nikah slot, and it's holiday Friday, so there must be several nikah. So Mawlana Zahid and everyone asked him, he sent me, he was elated, delighted. He said, man, yesterday we were busy. I had 13 nikahs, 1-3 to announce. I said, MashaAllah, very good, very good. Allah Ta'ala keep all of you, your children, grandchildren who got married, keep their jewelry, salamat. Our du'as over them, all of you who are newly married, getting married, always read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and grant us our children and awlad and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. So yes, you must remember that then I announced that Denhauser, a wonderful, beautiful masjid. There, yesterday we were there, you know, on Thursday, Zohar time, we had a program there. Went to the graveyard, made dua for all the marhumin. Our MP, Muhammad Parak, his beloved mother is buried there. My neighbor, Ibrahim Desai, is buried there. Our Mufti Fayyaz, who served our loan for about 14, 15 years. So all the people's graves, we went, made special dua for them. So wonderful town. So those of you, ulama, hafiz, imams, who are interested in a job, contact my brother, Zahir Musa. Zahir Musa. He's Musa Haji's son. Musa passed away 1.5 years ago. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So the brother's name is the chairman there of Denhauser Jamaat, Zahir Musa. Cell number 083-786-3364. 083-786-3364. So all you ulama, they need an imam immediately, that you must go there now this weekend and next week you must start and so forth. 083-786-3364. So you speak to Mawlana Zahir and inshallah Allah Ta'ala make khair for both parties, you the Mawlana, Imam Sheikh, and our brothers, sisters, everybody there, children in Denhauser. Wonderful, nice place. They'll give you a house, give you electricity, good package, inshallah. Allah accept me.
Mufti Sahab, I have 2 daughters. Please make dua that, alhamdulillah, I find good suitors for them. What dua must I read, Mufti Sahab?
Ma MashaAllah, everybody is worried, Maulana. This is a wonderful saying. Our Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi, he's one of our giants, you know. He visited South Africa many, many times, but is to enjoy it when I to speak with him. I told him, Sheikh, natakallam bil lughatil arabiyya. I said, Sheikh, let us speak Arabic. He said, I like it when you speak Arabic, you know. And he used to love it when we speak and so forth. Then in Medina, he used to take us home and so forth. His son Arif used to read Pasida Burda, and it was very nice, you know. Allah Ta'ala grant our Sheikh Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So he used to teach me many things. He said, see, if you have daughters, Hammul Banat ilal Mamat. Hammul Banat ilal Mamat. When you have daughters, then you worry of them when they're very young. How will they behave? How will be their character? What will be their future? Then you need suitors, and sometimes you get shooters also. Guys, who don't look after their wives, and that Allah forbid it, haram that. Quran says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That for us as Muslims, not one day is woman's day. Every day is woman's day. I must kiss my mother's hand. I must kiss my wife. I must look after my daughters. I must look after my aunties and so forth. Al-khala to be manzilatil um. My masi takes the place of my mother. So that is our Islam, and it's every day. So now, hamul banat ilal mamat. So the worry of the daughters continues till death, even after they married. So you, the parents, you want daughter, son-in-laws, mashallah. You want good daughter-in-law, mashallah. So everybody, the parents, grandparents, should be reading Surah 25, verse 54. And what will you find there? وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. That He Almighty Allah created from that semen and sperm this human being. We want a masterpiece. What things human being does is, you know, mind-boggling. But look at our origin. My origin, your origin, O esteemed listener. We all come from that napak patra. We come from that semen and that sperm. And then فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِحْرًا. Allah gave us our beloved parents, and then we get married, we have in-laws and so forth. So I just spoke to you about Zahir Musa, mashallah, and he's got two wonderful sons, mashallah. We got our Uzair, he's 23 years old, wonderful youngster. He's there in the business with his father and so forth, in the filling station, he's selling cars and so forth. Good family, mashallah. Our Hafiz Yusuf Kalas, you understand, sister is there, our Zahir and their mother and so forth. So they're wonderful family, mashallah. So, and then there's another youngster, Rehan, he's 21 years old. So you got two daughters, these are two brothers. On Sal Allah's Rehmak, you understand, we can make the nikah today after Asr, the Istiba. So if those are ready, then quick, we can speak to Zahir. I gave you the number 083-786-3364. So you tune him up, inshallah. Okay, and then the last thing, then we finish, inshallah. And Hafiz Adil also is ready here, mashallah. He's a good person. He's here, make my khidmat, Allah reward him. And Allah reward our MP, Haji Muhammad Farooq, our Auntie Sarina, and everybody, Allah reward all of them. They go out of their way to make us feel like real royal family, you know. And then our program, and then I'm going today to Dr. Faisal Muhammad. I spoke to him. Allah reward him. Grant all the marhum Jannat al-Firdaus. Our programs today, 7 to 9, will be Mawana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. 2:30 to 3, Mawana Musa Lahir, inshallah. 5 to 6 will be, you know, okay, 1 to 1:30, I forgot to mention that, will be the lecture I delivered here at the Dandi Masjid yesterday. So every Saturday between 1 and 1:30, we play the Jumma lecture wherever I am. And then between 5 and 6 will be Maulana Mutala, inshallah. Between 6 and 8 will be my brother Suleiman Esop, Nakirat. Maulana Salim Kareem, you in the Ishtima, I think, maaf, I didn't meet you. Allah Ta'ala accept all your khidmat. You take a good rest. Tomorrow morning there's no program. Tomorrow afternoon will be program. And tomorrow morning, this is what was announced, that Hazrat Mufti Rida Al-Aqsa's Majlis will take place there, Darul Zakaria. And, you know, normally we start around 8 o'clock or so. And then, inshallah, in the afternoon tomorrow, we have Q&A, and it will be on Ansar Radio, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah with Hafiz Wadi. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.